This is BBC Radio 4. Now, here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday, the 23rd of December. There are warnings of gales in South Utsira, Plymouth, Fitzroy, Seoul and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Seoul 998, expected Fitzroy 1010 by 1800 on Tuesday. High Norway 1034, expected Skagerrak 1038 by the same time. New high expected just west of Rockall 1031 by that time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, southeast 5 to 7, veering south 4 to 6, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. North Utsira, southerly 4 to 6, fair, good. South Utsira, southeasterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5, fair, good, becoming moderate. 40s, southeast 6 or 7, decreasing 4 or 5, fair, moderate or good. Cromarty, 4th Tyne, southeast 4 to 6, fair, moderate or good. Dogger, southeast backing east 5 or 6, fair, moderate or good. Fisher, southeast 5 to 7, decreasing 4, fair, good, occasionally moderate. German Bight, east 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later, fair, moderate or good. Humber, Thames, east 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7, fair, good, occasionally moderate. Dover, White, east 3 or 4, backing northeast 5 to 7, fair, good. Portland, southeast 3 to 5, backing northeast 5 to 7, showers, good. Plymouth, southeast backing northeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, thundery showers, moderate or good. Biscay, cyclonic becoming northeast later 4 to 6, thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Trafalgar, northwest 4 to 6, showers, good. Fitzroy, Seoul, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming northeast 5 or 6 in Seoul, thundery showers, moderate or good. Lundy, Fastnet, east 5 to 7, backing northeast 4 to 6, showers, good. Irish Sea, east 4 or 5, fair, good. Shannon, north or northeast 4 to 6, showers, good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, variable 2 to 4, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Bailey, west backing southwest 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. East Faroe Isle, southerly 5 to 7, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. West Faroe Isle, Faroes, southerly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, southerly 4 to 6, veering southwesterly 6 to gale 8, showers, good. Now, weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southeast 4, 11 miles, 1013, rising. Stornoway, south by west 2, 19 miles, 1014, rising. Lerwick, south, southeast 5, recent drizzle, 4 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, south, southeast 4, 5 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Aberdeen, southeast by south 3, 6 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Lucas, east by south 2, mist 2 miles, 1016, rising slowly. Boomer, southeast by east 4, 5 miles, 1016, rising slowly. Bridlington, southeast by east 4, 1015, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east 4, 5 miles, 1,011. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, east 4, 5 miles, 1,010. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, east by north 4, 1,009, rising slowly. Jersey, east-southeast 4, 19 miles, 1,008, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east-southeast 5, 11 miles, 1,008. Scilly Automatic, east by south 7, slight rain, 2 miles, 1,003, rising. Milford Haven, east by south 3, 24 miles, 1,009, rising slowly. Aberporth, northeast by east 2, 22 miles, 1,010, rising slowly. Valley, northeast by east 3, mist 2 miles, 1,011, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, east northeast 3, mist 2 miles, 1,013, rising slowly. Valencia, north-northeast calm, 16 miles, 1,010, rising. Ronald's Way, east 5, mist 2 miles, 1,013, rising most slowly. Malin Head, southeast 3, mist 4 miles, 1,013, rising. Macrihenish Automatic, east 2, 9 miles, 1,013, now falling. And finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, strong winds will affect some eastern and southern waters of the United Kingdom with high pressure covering Scandinavia. During Wednesday, strong winds become confined to southern waters with the risk of English Channel gales. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southeasterly 4 to 6, veering southerly 3 to 5. Fair, then rain and drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southeast 3 to 5, but 6 for a time near Rattray Head, mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southeast 3 to 5, fair, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southeast 3 to 5, backing east 4 to 6, fair, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, easterly 4, increasing 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later, fair, good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Selsea Bill, easterly 3 or 4, backing northeasterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later, fair, moderate or good. Selsea Bill to Lyme Ridges, east 3 to 5, backing northeast 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later, showers for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Ridges to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in west, backing northeasterly 5 or 6 later. Showers then fair, rain at first in far west, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East backing northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Showers for a time, good, occasionally moderate. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. East 3 to 5, backing northeast 4 or 5. Showers for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East 3 to 5, backing northeast 4 or 5. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man, east 3 to 5, fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Lock, east 2 to 4, showers for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly 2 to 4, fair, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. East or southeast 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, fair than occasional rain and drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, southeast 5 to 7, veering south 5 or 6, occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that brings to an end broadcasting here on BBC Radio 4 for tonight. Remember, of course, there is a whole host of Radio 4 over on BBC Sounds for you to enjoy. We'll be back live with Jane Steele at 5:30. Until then, thank you so much for your company. My name is Vigialis. Have a peaceful night.
At 1 o'clock GMT, welcome to the newsroom from the BBC World Service. I'm Paul Moss. The US has suspended all offshore wind projects, claiming they're a national security risk. And Donald Trump has announced the building of a new class of battleships, named the Trump class.
There's never been anything like these ships. These have been under design consideration for a long time.
Nigeria has designated the country's kidnappers as terrorists, and we have the story of a one-year-old Gazan child in need of serious medical help.
Siwar changed. She started having diarrhea and vomiting, and her situation keeps getting worse.
Also in this programme, a look back at the life of singer Chris Rea, plus the 19th century slave who escaped from America to Britain and the letter she wrote to her mother.
It's a really poignant story about how her daughter is okay. Her daughter made it, and now she's free.
All of that after this bulletin of World News.
Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. The Trump administration has suspended construction of all large-scale offshore wind farms. It paused the leases of 5 major projects off the east coast of the United States, citing national security concerns. The details from Jacob Evans.
Donald Trump has long loathed renewable energy, and wind power has often faced the brunt of his criticism. This latest announcement from the Department of the Interior said government reports had found that the blades and towers of wind turbines could create radar interference. Critics fear the attack will cost thousands of jobs and endanger billions of dollars that have already been invested. Energy prices and security could also be hit. Energy demands in the US have been rising with the proliferation of data centers, mainly for artificial intelligence. This trend is expected to carry on over the next decade, putting even more pressure on America's energy supply.
President Trump has announced that the U.S. Navy will build a new